possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Got Suze News for a Thursday on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon in St. Louis. Should be beautiful tonight, by the way, at the Muni for Diana Ross and John Batiste. We'll have, as I mentioned, a Reardon roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be on the panel. State Rep. Steve Butts, who's a veteran, and David Barklage, GOP consultant. Frank Cusimano in the 4 o'clock hour, of course. All the regular stuff. Paul Hall with entertainment. Tim Summer talking music in the 5 p.m. hour tomorrow. John Lott is back with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's always great on the crime issue and guns in particular. John, how are you? Welcome back. Hope all is well.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you again.
I want to talk about D.C. and Chicago and, unfortunately, like St. Louis, where we have bad crime as well. But you dug into the numbers here a little bit. In the aftermath of this shooting, now it's all about gun control again. But there's also this trans angle that the legacy media really wants to ignore. And I saw at least one graph that you had put out there that addressed the issue of how many trans shooters we've actually had in this country in more recent history. Didn't you come up with something along those lines that were kind of revealing?
Right. Well, I mean, if you kind of adjust for their share of the population, the surveys indicate that it's something about 3/4 of 1% of the population identifies as trans, and you compare them to their share of the mass public shooters, they're about seven times their share of mass public shooters is about seven times their share of the population. So that's concerning, you know, that it's so that they're so overrepresented. Now, look, to me, it's not super surprising, because one thing that you see with these mass public shooters over and over and over again is that you have people who are suicidal. You have people who want to end their life. We've always had people who wanted to end their lives. But at some point along the line, people realize that by going and killing lots of other people, they could go and get attention. So what you find for these mass murderers is that a couple things. One is they're suicidal to begin with, but two, they feel unappreciated. And so, you know, you have these trans individuals, you read their diaries and manifestos that they have, that they've left behind. You know, they're filled with things that society is trying to kill the trans people there and things like that. So I guess there's also the additional thing that's different than a lot of these mass murderers, and that they think that they're, you know, somehow being vindicated because they're fighting back for trans being killed. I'm not sure what trans
bizarre.
They never are specific about which trans individuals are being killed. But in any case, but I have to say, the one thing that just kind of, it keeps striking me about these mass murders, and I know you and I have talked about it before, is how explicit they talk. Explicitly, they explain why they pick the targets they do. But you will look in vain through any of the media coverage on this to find even one story with the explanation that the killer gives. So if you read his manifesto, if I can just quote to you, he says, I recently heard a rumor that James Holmes, the Aurora theater shooter, may have chosen venues that were, quote, gun-free zones, end quote. I would probably aim the same way. Holmes wanted to make sure his victims would be unarmed. That's why I and many others like school so much. At least for me, I am focused on them. Adam Lanza, who, by the way, did the Sandy Hook killing, is my reason. You know, and the thing is, what amazes me is the media goes and makes it clear that they've read his manifesto. CNN has a long discussion about his, quote, obsession with school shootings. The Washington Post describes the manifesto's, quote, reverence for other mass shooters. You have similar things in the Times and many other places, international outlets. And yet somehow none of them, not once, will go and mention that, well, you know, his obsession with school shootings was that what he had learned from them was that you had to pick places that where victims weren't able to go and defend themselves, that were gun-free zones. And that's the reason why he was focusing on schools. I don't know how much more explicit they can make it, but it's not just him. You know, you look at the Nashville school shooter, again, exactly the same thing. You look at the Buffalo supermarket attacker there. He talks about, you know, good areas where CC permits are outlawed, maybe good areas of attack. You know, it just and he picks that type of place. On our website, we have literally dozens of similar statements by these killers where, I mean, but yet you will not find one news story anyplace where they go and have quotes from these guys about why they picked them. Now, my guess is if they even had sometimes they say, okay, we had another mass murderer who picked a target where he knew his victims would be defenseless, that they were disarmed, you know, at some point, I think that'd have a big impact on the gun control debate. And the other thing is, isn't it newsworthy to know yes. why these guys keep on picking the targets that they do? What possibly, I mean, you're in the news business. I can't for the life of me figure out why the media refuses to talk at all, even mention once anybody, not Fox, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, not ABC, NBC, CBS, NBC. None of these guys will mention this. And, I used to try to talk to news editors. I'd say, you know, when you have one of these attacks, why don't you mention that the attack occurred in a gun-free zone right. place? And they say, well, if you can get me the information within like the news cycle, you know, like within a couple hours after it occurring, then they would do it. And so I made a huge effort and I got that information to them. And then they still wouldn't use it. And I'd ask them why. And they said, well, John, you have to understand it would just be political if we were to include that in the story. I said, why is it any more political to say we've had yet another mass public shooting in a place where guns are banned than it is to go and talk about what type of gun, you know, you call it an assault weapon, or to go and have something else in there, like how you think the person obtained the gun. Facts, by the way, that frequently the initial news reports turn out to be wrong, okay? And yet they have no problem with that. I don't know why.
These are valid questions. These are great questions. And I think it's just because it's easier for them to go right to the gun control debate than it is to dig into any of the other stuff.
Well, why isn't this part of the gun control debate?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why isn't whether or not you have a gun-free zone? That seems like a gun control issue, isn't it?
It is. I'm with you. I don't, you know, and I don't know why that doesn't manifest itself more often. It's a great question. Let's, John Lott is here. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. A lot of focus, obviously, the last couple of weeks on D.C. I was shocked yesterday. I had a soundbite from Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., almost praising the National Guard for coming in, reducing the amount of carjackings. When it comes to the, you know, the crime in D.C. and the murder rate in particular, you say, look, the murder rate in D.C. is about 500% higher than the average state, John?
It's if you look at the 2024 data, the 2023 data was like 500%. For the 2024 data, it was 434% higher than the average state. You know, Democrats want to make D.C. a state. So, I mean, I can compare it to other cities. If you look at the 25 largest city, most populous cities in the United States, of which D.C. is one of those, what you find is that it has the highest murder rate of any of the 25 largest cities. In fact, it's much higher. It's like 28% higher than the number two city. And if you want to compare it to states because they want to make it a state, it's 169% higher murder rate in 2024 than the highest state. It's like, and as we just said, it's 434% higher than the average state. So, you know, these are pretty incredible numbers. And that's even just accepting those numbers for where they are, because there's a lot of
manipulation, yeah,
from the police,
no,
yeah, that they've been fudging the data that's there, and so you know, it could even be much worse. But you know, you look, we just had it 13 days in a row without a homicide in D.C. If you take the average daily rate of homicides in 2024 in D.C., the odds that you could get 13 days in a row is 1 in 800. You have one chance in 800 tries to get 13 days in a row, and you know, that's pretty unlikely that you're going to have that. And they had one homicide on the 14th, but we've now had a couple days going back to zero homicides. So it just you know, it's. And it's not just that. As you were mentioning, the mayor was saying in the first 20 days that they've had this, they have carjackings are down 87%.
Way down from last year, right. And she even pointed out that most of those are, you know, conducted with a weapon, right? So that's an important aspect to that, too. So do you think that some of this, because obviously what Trump's doing in D.C. is legal, if he tries to do something like that in Chicago or elsewhere, do you think it flies?
Well, I mean, he can go and put in National Guard people, but their effectiveness and what they're able to do would be tremendously reduced. Look, there are lots of differences with D.C. One is governors can go and give National Guard troops essentially police powers. They can go and arrest people, but it requires the governor to do that. In D.C., the president is effectively the governor there. So he can go and give Trump can go and give the National Guard the power to go and arrest criminals that they see and pick them up for crimes. Pritzker is not going to allow him to do that in Illinois. Pritzker is not going to give his approval for that. And so there are real limits on what he's going to be able to do to try to help out. I hope what happens is people see, look, this isn't rocket science. We have more people on the street to go and arrest criminals, and crime plummets. So, you know, D.C., before all this, had 1,300 patrol officers for the district. But that means you're not going to have at most 400 or so on duty at any point in time. Because not everybody's around to be on duty. You have some people who are injured and some people who are on vacation and other things. Having 400 people do all sorts of different types of tasks for a district that has 720,000 people is asking a lot. And it's understandable why the police unions say that they've been stretched
Absolutely.
So into the breaking
and
point.
On a different scale, it's happened here, you know, in St. Louis as well. Some of the numbers of how many patrol cars are actually out in our downtown area in certain districts between, you know, the early evening hours and the early morning. It's actually staggering how low it is, and the criminals are pretty aware of this. John Lott, always great to have you on. I appreciate the work on all this, and we'll get you back soon. You have a great holiday weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.